President Donald Trump says Iran could present what he calls a unified proposal to end the war. He confirmed that the US blockade of Iranian ports will continue. It is not yet clear when further talks will take place, but analysts say there has been a noticeable shift in tone, from strong threats to signs of de-escalation. Prime Minister Keir Starmer is facing renewed pressure over the appointment of Peter Mandelson as US ambassador. A former senior official has accused Downing Street of a dismissive attitude towards vetting concerns. The government denies the claims, but the controversy continues to weigh heavily on the Prime Minister. In the United States, prosecutors in Florida have opened a criminal investigation into an artificial intelligence chatbot. Authorities say the system may have provided advice to a suspect accused of a double killing at a university. The case raises serious questions about the regulation and responsibility of AI technology. In the UK, the first volunteers have been vaccinated in a trial aimed at preventing a potential bird flu pandemic. Experts say the risk to humans remains low, but the H5N1 strain has already caused hundreds of deaths worldwide. Researchers say the trial is a key step in preparing for future outbreaks. And tonight, a spectacle in the sky. Clear conditions across the UK mean many will be able to see the Lyrid meteor shower. These shooting stars occur as Earth passes through debris from a comet. Up to 15 meteors per hour could be visible under the right conditions. And a reminder, this Friday, a special event will be held at Caribou Restaurant to mark 10 years since the passing of Papa Wemba, a moment of tribute, celebration, and remembrance. And now the weather in Manchester. Clear skies tonight, cool temperatures around 10 degrees Celsius, ideal conditions for stargazing. That's the latest news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour. Stay with Neckoff Radio.